Task A. When will Ashley and Ben have breakfast?
What a lovely place London is. And our hotel is really nice.
You're right. So, what would you like to do tomorrow?
I would love to go to one of the street markets, Petticoat Lane, perhaps. But it only opens at 11 o'clock, so we can have a lie-in and a nice breakfast first.
What time do they serve breakfast?
The lady at the reception said breakfast starts at 8 o'clock, but that's too early. We're on holiday.
When would you like to go then?
Does around 10 seem a good time?
I'd prefer an earlier start, otherwise we will miss half of the day.
Okay, then let's say 9:30?
At the latest.
What a lovely place London is. And our hotel is really nice.
You're right. So, what would you like to do tomorrow?
I would love to go to one of the street markets, Petticoat Lane, perhaps. But it only opens at 11 o'clock, so we can have a lie-in and a nice breakfast first.
What time do they serve breakfast?
The lady at the reception said breakfast starts at 8 o'clock, but that's too early. We're on holiday.
When would you like to go then?
Does around 10 seem a good time?
I'd prefer an earlier start, otherwise we will miss half of the day.
Okay, then let's say 9:30?
At the latest.
Task B. Where does the class meet?
So, listen everyone. I wanted to remind you of our class trip to the theme park on Thursday. Don't forget to bring your parents' permission.
Oh, cool, Miss Clark. Are we meeting at the school Thursday morning?
Well, I was thinking of meeting in front of the school first, but then the organisation actually told me that the bus can only pick us up at the bus stop in the city centre or at the main station in Lincoln Road.
Ah, okay. But that isn't really helpful. Most of us live close to school.
I know. I can try to organise a drop-off there when we return. For the pick-up in the morning, it's probably easiest if you come to the main station rather than going into the city centre.
All right then. Whatever. Everyone is really excited about going.
So, listen everyone, I wanted to remind you of our class trip to the theme park on Thursday. Don't forget to bring your parents' permission.
Oh, cool, Miss Clark. Are we meeting at the school Thursday morning?
Well, I was thinking of meeting in front of the school first, but then the organisation actually told me that the bus can only pick us up at the bus stop in the city centre or at the main station in Lincoln Road.
Ah, okay. But that isn't really helpful. Most of us live close to school.
I know. I can try to organise a drop-off there when we return. For the pick-up in the morning, it's probably easiest if you come to the main station rather than going into the city centre.
All right then, whatever. Everyone is really excited about going.
Task C. What is Jack's history project going to be?
Hi Jack, have you already finished your history project?
Oh Sue, hi. No, I haven't. I wanted to do it on Leonardo da Vinci. The problem is, I worked on that topic last term in Mrs. Cook's art class, so I can't choose Leonardo da Vinci anymore.
No, you can't. By the way, my history project is about Galileo Galilei. What are you going to do now?
I don't have the faintest idea. Perhaps I'll do it about Justin Timberlake.
Jack, that's a musician. What's wrong with you?
Okay, okay. Can we do the history project together, Sue? Please?
Again? Okay. Let's do it together then. Hi, Jack. Have you already finished your history project?
Oh, Sue, hi. No, I haven't. I wanted to do it on Leonardo da Vinci. The problem is, I worked on that topic last term in Mrs. Cook's art class, so I can't choose Leonardo da Vinci anymore.
No, you can't. By the way, my history project is about Galileo Galilei. What are you going to do now?
I don't have the faintest idea. Perhaps I'll do it about Justin Timberlake.
Jack, that's a musician. What's wrong with you?
Okay. Can we do the history project together, Sue? Please?
Again? Okay. Let's do it together then.
Task D. Where will Ray and Sybil go?
He's here. Bye, Dad.
Sybil, where are you going?
Dad, I have already told Mum I'm going out tonight.
With whom? You mean you are going on a date?
Yeah. Mum met Ray yesterday at the shopping mall. He's so cool. And we are going to that new pizza place.
Ray? Never heard of a Ray.
I have to go. He's waiting.
But when will you be back home?
I don't know. After the meal, we want to go to the cinema.
I want you to be home before midnight.
But the film finishes at 12:30, and after that, we wanted to go dancing to a club.
Definitely not. You come home straight after cinema.
Oh, all right. But you are so uncool. He's here. Bye, Dad.
Sybil, where are you going?
Dad, I have already told Mum I'm going out tonight.
With whom? You mean you are going on a date?
Yeah. Mum met Ray yesterday at the shopping mall. He's so cool. And we are going to that new pizza place.
Ray? Never heard of a Ray.
I have to go. He's waiting.
But when will you be back home?
I don't know. After the meal, we want to go to the cinema.
I want you to be home before midnight.
But the film finishes at 12:30, and after that, we wanted to go dancing to a club.
Definitely not. You come home straight after cinema.
Oh, all right. But you are so uncool.
Task E. How much is the double room for two nights?
Jessica, have you booked the hotel for the trip to Rome yet?
I was searching the internet for ages last night. During the holiday season, it's all really expensive, you know.
Yes, I can imagine that it's going to be more than 200 euros for two nights per person.
You're quite right, Nelson. Although we are booking at a very early stage, most hotels charge at least 500 euros for a double room for two nights. Very often, breakfast is not included.
What? No breakfast? Maybe we should look for a nice bed and breakfast instead.
I already have. And guess what? I finally found a beautiful bed and breakfast close to the city centre and booked a double room for us for two nights. Happy about that?
Oh, great. Sounds good. What about the price then?
There was this awesome offer I saw on the internet, so I emailed the owner last night. He replied this morning and confirmed the price. 450 euros altogether. We have to pay on the day of our arrival. The rooms all look lovely.
Can't wait now. Thanks a lot, Jessica. Jessica, have you booked the hotel for the trip to Rome yet?
I was searching the internet for ages last night. During the holiday season, it's all really expensive, you know.
Yes, I can imagine that it's going to be more than 200 euros for 2 nights per person.
You're quite right, Nelson. Although we are booking at a very early stage, most hotels charge at least 500 euros for a double room for 2 nights. Very often, breakfast is not included.
What? No breakfast? Maybe we should look for a nice bed and breakfast instead.
I already have. And guess what? I finally found a beautiful bed and breakfast close to the city centre and booked a double room for us for 2 nights. Happy about that?
Oh, great. Sounds good. What about the price then?
There was this awesome offer I saw on the internet, so I emailed the owner last night. He replied this morning and confirmed the price, 450 euros altogether. We have to pay on the day of our arrival. The rooms all look lovely.
Can't wait now. Thanks a lot, Jessica.
This is the end of part 1.